his second. So Kittle went back to the locker room, comes back. Now he's going to celebrate.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, 49ers win 36-24. They are now 3-3. And what we're going to do right now is Kyle Shanahan, because it was a Thursday night game, he talked to the media this morning already. So let's get to some of that because it's very, very timely. Kyle Shanahan obviously talked after last night's game, but he talked about this today. First thing, he's talking about Christian McCaffrey and Ricky Pearsall. Two guys who are injured. What does he have to say about them?
Any update on Christian? I know his window could be open as soon as this week, or it could have been last week technically, but anything going on there potentially to start him practicing again this week?
No, I mean, he's continuing to improve, but we're not opening it up this week.
And how about Pearsall?
Ricky, we do plan on opening up this week.
Would he be able to practice Monday, or would it be Wednesday, Kyle?
I believe Monday.
All right, so Ricky Pearsall's window open. McCaffrey stays closed. That means Pearsall, you would imagine, has a shot to play against the Chiefs.
His debut.
And McCaffrey won't be available for the Chiefs, right, obviously. And I don't really think anybody's expecting him back before the bye. But we'll see. So that's a piece of non-update for McCaffrey, Goo, and I want to see Pearsall play, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But just the McCaffrey thing just has me thinking, like, Stoney, you know how I am. I'm not pessimistic by nature. But I was thinking, I don't know where this thing is going and where it possibly could go is Christian McCaffrey not being with the Niners at all. But it sounds like the fact that this is a no, it sounds like it's a good thing because that window may pop open. And if you're correct, in a couple weeks after the bye, the bottom line is, Stoney, when it's really – it's go time now, right? But when it's really time, they will have their dynamic playmaker and touchdown maker.
Yeah.
And that changes everything.
Assuming he can play without any setbacks flare-ups or just they got to keep that thing healthy, obviously. This is more Kyle Shanahan on Patrick Taylor and – Ike Garenda.
I thought they both did a really good job. They both came in. We didn't really miss a beat with it. They kept the whole rhythm of the offense going. They hit the right holes. They ran hard and made some plays for us. So they were prepared and didn't hesitate when they got their opportunities.
Yeah. Great game from the first-year players.
How's Garenda feeling, though? You know what I'm saying, Stoney? Not knowing your boy Mason is going to go down. He goes down. And I just carry the rock 10 times for 99 yards on national TV, well, in front of America on Prime, and I bust one for 75 yards. Come on, man. Don't get no better than that.
So I didn't realize it at the time when he went down. I thought he was going down for clock reasons, which I didn't understand. But it sounds like he went down to give Juszczyk a shot at a touchdown. That's what everybody keeps saying.
No, there's no way.
That's what everybody says.
I took it as he went down to not give Seattle. No, my God. Like, why would he do that?
Because Juszczyk's a veteran, I guess.
Oh, hell. Man, this is the NFL, son. That's why Kyle said, hell no, he didn't want him to go to. There's no way him thinking he wanted to. We've seen it before where guys go down, Stoney, and that's why I commended him, even though it was the wrong. I think he made the wrong decision, and so did his head coach. But to get somebody else a touchdown where you don't know if you're going to get them a touchdown, you are tripping.
I always feel like guys are close. I mean, we were running the ball pretty well all day. You know, when they're going to really commit to stopping the run and try to get in those eight-man fronts, got a good bounce read where we got outside. And usually when there's not two safeties there, which I don't think there were, you break them. And he's got the speed to do it. Said he's an eyelash slower than Raheem. And they had a pretty fast guy chasing him. But he said he wanted to give that to Juice. So it ended up working out well. Got to run more time off the clock.
So I wonder if he's joking there or not.
Every fiber of my being has to be he was joking. He was doing that for clock purposes, not trying to get somebody else to Denzel to glory.
I don't know.
What if you wouldn't have got in? That's what
they still, could have run the clock out.
I gotta believe he did that. Yeah, I gotta believe he did that, Stoney. for clock reasons.
Let's see what Deebo Samuel had to say about it.
Deebo.
I don't know why he didn't score. I would have scored.
Hello?
He said he was looking at the sideline and people was telling him to go down for what I don't know. Why he looking at the sideline running anyway? But, man, that's just huge. Kind of like next man up mentality. You know, we always want money out there, but Ronaldo went out there and took advantage of the opportunity yet.
I'm with Deebo. Now I feel like normalcy is back, Donnie. Like, what the hell are you looking at the sideline? Son, you supposed to be running. Yeah, man, Garrido, that would have been his first tug, Donnie. Special. But whatever was going on up top.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It sealed the game. How about that? The run itself.
I mean, obviously they needed it. They got it. And then Juszczyk took it in. This is more Kyle Shanahan from today. This is today, and this is Shanahan talking about some injury updates on guys who played last night.
Injuries from the game. Alec Mustafa has a low ankle. He'll be day-to-day this week. Matt Wright has a shoulder. We're still waiting for his MRI to get back. He did dislocate it, or came out for a little bit, so we got to make sure and it went back in, but we got to find out more on it when we get the MRI. And Jordan Mason, he had a shoulder AC sprain. He'll be day-to-day this week also.
Kyle, is there any concern about Wright's availability for your next game?
Yes. Yeah, we're not sure. I mean, we know he'll have a chance, but we don't know for sure until we get that MRI back.
All right, so Matt Wright, they got to figure out if he's going to be able to kick against the Chiefs, but it sure sounds like Mustafa and Jordan Mason are going to be okay. They're both just day-to-day.
Yeah, that's another one in itself to me.
Absolutely. Let's keep going with this Kyle Shanahan sound because he got into a lot of stuff today. Here's another update.
Jordan Elliott with his knees continuing to rehab. We'll evaluate him early this week. Planning him fouls his calf. We're hoping he'll be back at practice. Mooney, you know, with his knee, he's day-to-day. Jake Moody with his high ankle sprain, he's still expected to miss a few weeks. And Ricky Purcell, we're going to open his practice window.
All right, so there it all is. There it all is.
So Purdy looks like he may have another weapon if his window's open, Stoney, he hits the ground running. Man, imagine that.
Yep. 888-957-9570 is the number. It seems to be the consensus among 49er fans that the reference to Juszczyk was a joke.
Okay.
So I missed the joke. It's not the first joke. It's not the first joke I've ever missed.
Yeah, no, I was like, man, come on now.
Well, anyway you cut it, it was dumb. How about that?
But he was giving himself up. It was.
But it was not a smart play.
No doubt about it. And imagine had they not got in and only went up 8. Seattle scores a touchdown and ties it.
Everything.
Yeah, that could have happened. Had they not got in.
29-24. They don't get in. They kick a field goal.
And
32-24.
Right. The game can be tied if something went haywire. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let's take that to its logical conclusion. So how would you have assessed that when a guy's going into the end zone to put a game away? He stops short, and then it ends up getting you beat.
Oh, you just called it dumb.
Exactly.
You might get cut. Right. He wouldn't get cut, but you know what I mean. I couldn't believe that.
This is Shanahan on Nick Bosa's performance. What did I say?
No, I was. You know me. You said Shanahan. I go Kyle.
Shanahan on Nick Bosa. Played a heck of a game.
Yeah, sometimes can say a lot, and sometimes they can totally not say anything at all. And I think that's one of these cases because when I got on the plane and started watching the tape, you know, he was all over it, just affecting the quarterback, setting the edge, getting in on tackles. I thought he had a hell of a game, and I thought the whole D-line played really well as a group also.
I take it that means Bosa's stats weren't jumping off the stat sheet, but Kyle Shanahan still thinking Bosa had a great game.
And he knocked Geno Smith down a couple times. And what about what you said real quick, Stoney? The eye test. The eye test showed me Bosa was getting after it.
Yeah, I don't I was just wondering what his numbers were offhand. I don't have them up, but we can figure that out at some point.
He tied a career high with 14 pressures in their football game yesterday.
So that's weird, though, that Shanahan would say sometimes the stats don't tell 14 pressures. God.
Well, he didn't have a sack. I think that's why he's saying the stats don't always tell you.
No, I got you. I got you. What if they fumble at the goal line?
Well, that too.
Juszczyk doesn't fumble. Juszczyk does not fumble. I want to get through some of this sound because a lot of it is really, really pretty good. This is Deebo Samuel talking about the opponent and how maybe they're not as important as how the 49ers play.
We feel like every game is our game. If we don't turn the ball over, like, we don't beat ourselves on, you know, it's kind of hard to give a game away, you know. So I feel like we don't turn the ball over and manage the clock like we normally do and run the ball well and hit passes here and there. I feel like we're pretty good.
All right, Deebo Samuel, big 76-yard touchdown. All the guys we were talking about who needed to play well, they all played pretty well. Purdy was good. Bosa was really good. Deebo Samuel made plays. Mason ran great when he was in there. Guerrero came in, filled in. The offensive line did a great job. No sacks. And
keep going.
What kind of win would you call that if you were a San Francisco 49er fan? It was a little bit ugly, but I think we got to start looking at an ugly win for any team as a compliment, because it's easy to win when you got everything going for you. And if the 49ers win a game by being ugly, so be it. A lot of teams can't win games when they play ugly. And yeah, the 49ers did that last night, so I think that's another step in the right direction.
And you didn't mention what we've been talking about it for 2 weeks, red zone, Stoney, inefficiency. They were 3 of 5.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. I mean, dude, they almost had a 40 burger. 36 points.
Yeah, and they
still had to Seattle in position to kind of take the lead, but they handled their business.
This is more Nick Bosa on what lies ahead. They're 3-3.
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, this was a big one to get, and now we have a little time to get some guys healthy. And then, yeah, I mean, we have a long road ahead, and starts with a team that we haven't beat yet since I've been here. So definitely trying to get the monkey off our back with that one.
Yeah, they haven't beaten Kansas City with Bosa yet. I saw Trent Williams after the game was interviewed. We don't have the exact sound of it, but you know, everybody said, can you get some revenge against the Chiefs? And he's like, we can't get revenge in week 7.
Damn.
For a Super Bowl that was lost at the end of last year.
But you can't send a message that you know did. And probably, we know we had your ass. We let you off. But you know what I'm saying? This should have happened in February in the Super Bowl. So definitely a big game.
510 from the Comcast Business text line. Guys, I'm struggling to feel good about the win. Red zone issues continue to be an issue, and I hope that's not the case moving forward. Well,
the first half, I mean, they were 3 of 5 overall.
Is that what they were?
Yeah, and you scored 36 points.
And they had an explosive with Deebo Samuel.
Well, too, with Guerrero, too.
Yeah, absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm with you, 415. I'll take an ugly win versus a moral victory any day of the week.
There you go.
And that's I'm with you there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. How did you describe that win last night? One way I would describe it is it was a total team effort. The rookies helped them win that ball game. They had contributions both sides of the ball from a lot of different players. And that's the kind of win that, to me, is the best kind, because everybody feels like they're in on it. It's like you're in basketball and you have a 10th man, and the 10th man helps you win. And the 49ers got great play from their rookies. They got solid play from their veterans. And they put a game away for the first time, yeah, this season, when they were involved in a pretty close game, or at least needed to stop and a score, and they got it.
Yeah, and the one impressive thing to me, too, is no matter what your name was, if you went down, the guy behind you wearing a 49er uniform, Sonny, stepped up. And that's why I just can't look past running for 228 yards, and only Jordan Mason had 73 of them. So everybody, like you said, had a hand in it. But damn, I just know moving forward, this Red Cross thing has to get better, because as you play better defenses, which you are going to do next week with Kansas City, you're going to need your prime time guys to be on be on their game. And last night, 228 yards. Just think about that, Stoney. That's running the ball down your throat. And that's what Arizona just did to you. So I like the fact that they went on the road, division game, and just did that to Seattle. Like, you can't stop us on the ground. And they didn't.
You know, this is an interesting point, and I don't know if I want to get into it, but I do think there's definitely something to it, and it's from the 510. Fantasy football has ruined how people view what success is in football. There's definitely something to that.
Come on now.
What?
I agree with that, but as far as last night, that's not why I brought up Ayuk. I'm not saying you're saying that. For fantasy implications, it's just we're watching his season after he signed his big deal, and outside of last week, his big first half, he was kind of quiet last night. Caught 2 of 4 targets, but I agree with that, Stoney. But, I mean, man, if you know what time it is and you've been watching the Niners, I'm sorry. This was as much of a must-win in week six as you possibly can get. I'm sorry. And they got it.
Yeah, I think I don't know what it is, but, you know, no win ever seems good enough. And maybe it's just with the Niners, and it's not with every other team. But I'm just looking at where they were and what they had to do, and I still think the perfect football game's never been played and never going to be played. And all things considered, I thought last night was a great team win. Yeah. Pete's in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, how you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gents. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hope y'all are well.
Hey.
So, some of the kids might not know, but the greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Rolling Stones, got an album called Dirty Work.
Oh.
And on it is a song titled Winning Ugly. My favorite line from that song is, back in the dressing room, the other side is weeping. That's all I got. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, I thought he was going to go with a little Steely Dan.
Winning ugly, Steiny.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. You never heard that one?
No.
Steely Dan?
I like the callers one. Winning ugly.
Dan Fagan and, oh, boy. Fagan and...
That sounds like a newscaster, Dan Fagan.
Well, Steely Dan's got two guys in, Donald Fagan and... Oh!
Well, yeah.
Somebody help me.
Help me on
the text line.
I think we'll be all right.
Here's Brock Purdy talking about the Kittle touchdown where he threw into that tight window over the middle of the field.
The first one, man, yeah, just obviously a third down play. But for us, I saw just him have leverage on the outside, and I just needed to give him some space. He did a great job of breaking down and being at the right depth and the landmark, and he's really good at that. And so for me, it's just trusting and laying it on the sideline, knowing that my guy can go get it. And then the fact that he kept his 2 feet in was crazy. So awesome job on that. And then the second one, same thing, though. It was pretty tight coverage. We had a safety coming down on him, and then he crossed face, tight window. And it comes down to that component of trust, man. That's both of them. Both touchdowns were just a trust factor. So something that we've continue to grow at, you know, throughout the offseason and throughout the games that we've played together, and then tonight it showed really well, so I'm very proud of it.
And Goo, the one thing you've been calling for,
you got George
Kittle in the red zone.
And I was just getting ready to go there, man. Can I get something off my chest? And listen, he's a great teammate, Stoney, and I'm not saying you're not wrong, and the people out there that talk and give him flowers for his run block, and I get that. But, man, the team component aspect of whatever you need me to do, I can do it. But if this red zone efficiency is going to improve, I think George Kittle with 5 touchdowns, Stoney, is showing you he can handle more of being a target. I'm not saying be Gronk. Be George Kittle, and I think he can do more with his hands. And that's where I was going to you. 6'4", 250, Stoney. That ain't no little man. Has he changed your opinion of him in regard to the hands or just the passing game, what he can do from that aspect? Because right now, I'm not surprised. I just want to see more.
I mean,
I don't want to get Kelsey, so that'll keep us off of that. But Stoney, he's a badass, man.
I hate doing that.
Tell me.
Just like looking at the stat sheet and picking out guys who don't have as many catches as other guys and say, well, that means he needs more. Maybe the game dictated that's why he went to Kittle in those situations last night.
But the catch against New England a couple weeks ago at home, you know, that's not just – and I know you didn't call him a stiff. That's a tight end that can jump, that's got, I think, pretty good hands. And I would just like to see them utilize him more. And I think that might be something Niner fans are seeing right before their eyes by necessity. If you got guys not getting open, I'm not saying Debo and Ayuk are not, but Steiny, 85's number is being called more. He's catching that rock.
Walter,
I love it.
Walter Becker, thank you, Grandy. Appreciate that. The other half of Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
You've never heard of Steely Dan?
Come on, man. How many brothers in the hood heard of Steely Dan?
They're pretty popular. No.
Go are they rock back, and roll? Rock and
Jack,
roll?
Jack, do it again. Leave it on and on.
I'm not mad at it.
Go back, Jack.
But they ain't playing that on KML.
Well, the one guy's dead.
Oh, boy.
But
yeah, I'll listen to it on the way home.
What's Steely Dan's famous song? Guru's. There's no way you've heard of some Steely Dan
songs. Dance in the Darkness.
You don't have the ha-ha. Yeah. I guarantee you there's some Steely Dan songs out there you've heard.
All right.
Guaranteed. 510, Kittle can be like Kelsey or Gronkowski. Yeah. He's that talented.
That's all I'm saying.
Shanahan's system doesn't allow it. We should know that.
Well, maybe not. Because we've been seeing him featured a lot more, getting, you know what I'm saying, Stoney, targets down there. I'm just saying.
5 targets for the game. Kyle likes to balance them out. Do you want me to go through the targets again?
Because that will back up what you're saying, and I'm not saying that's not what's trying to happen, but 85, man. I've been a fan, Stoney, and he's showing you he can do more. That's all. And they're using him.
Everybody can do more.
Well.
Yeah.
You and I can do more.
Right, but I don't call you out.
I don't call you out.
Please.
Please what?
Yes, you do.
I don't know, Steiny. Come on, man.
What?
I build you up. You try to break me down.
Yes. That's the roles we have on the team. That's my role.
I didn't sign up for that, though.
Well,
that's my role.
Charvarius Ward didn't sign up for getting to make himself his own role.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Lenore, we didn't even mention him, Steiny. He had a game.
You know what? Mike in Sebastopol, bring it, please. Yeah. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
I'm good.
Yeah, me too. Nice win for the Niners.
I'm a Cowboys fan,
and
I think, Guru, you need to denounce your fandom right now and give up all your gear. Anybody that would say they want Brock Purdy as their quarterback over Dak right now doesn't know what they're talking about.
All right, let's have some fun. And I'm not going to go off. Let's have some fun, and then I'm going to give
stay
you the
on
mic.
The line,
just
Mike.
Down here. I am tired of 8 years of futility, impotence, everywhere you look at. And the fact that you call trying to defeat Dak, he's already lost to Brock Purdy. He's lost to Jimmy Garoppolo at home. I'm done with Dak, man. Brock has taken his team to the Super Bowl within 3 years. So I rest my case with that. Come on, man.
He's halfway through his career.
No,
he can't rest.
You ain't no fan. You ain't no fan.
Oh.
Dak is not the problem. They've given up 71
pressures. Did you see the playoff game in 2022? Right through the game away right here in San Francisco. The defense played its ass off. How dare you, man? Quit fronting. Did you watch that playoff game? Dak threw it to the Niners. Quit calling me with that mess. He single-handedly cost him the game. What are you talking about? I watched it. Shut up!
Go ahead, Mike.
You're no
shut
fan
up.
At all!
You don't tell me what to wear! You don't tell me what to wear! I watched it! I saw it! It's over!
You're not a fan!
You're not a fan!
Thanks, Mike.
Your gear, burn it up!
Thanks, Mike. I think. We good?
Yeah.
We're still on for today?
Oh, yeah. I'm good now.
Mike, you haven't been arrested. He's explained his fandom. It's clear as day.
Take Purdy or Dak? Right now. 8 years of futility, and a guy in 3 years has taken his team while beating Dak to the Super Bowl.
I should say Purdy,
and Jimmy beat Dak at home.
Steiny, what do you honestly think?
Purdy's better than Dak.
Thank you.
Evan?
Because I'm scared of Goo.
No, it's because he is. Okay. He's played better as a quarterback since he's entered the league than Dak Prescott has.
Don't you dare try to fight with me right now.
No, I'm trying to get you to have an opinion on this because you've been setting Goo up with this collar and just throwing him to the wolves.
Don't put the collar through,
then. I was going to say, I didn't know the collar was set up. I didn't know the collar was going to do that.
You can read what is on the line.
Yeah. Dude, so what I did feel blindsided.
Wait a minute, that's my fault?
No, I'm just asking you to give us your honest opinion on what this caller seems to be on Cloud 9 about.
And I just know that I agree with Guru on this one. Because I've never seen him like this for a few days.
For a few days. Man, don't disrespect Brock, man. I give credit where it's due, man. Brock Purdy is way past Dak and all those empty stats. Hey, cool. 36 wins the last 3 years in a regular season. 27-0 last year at home in the playoffs. Please.
We got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go.
My voice is too.
Oh, boy. 888-957-9570. Who's better? Dak or Purdy?
Stop it.
What's coming up on the game? Hey, Mike. If you ruined our time after the show at the old ship because you got Goo into a bad mood, you're banned.
I'm not in a bad mood.
Okay, I just needed to make sure. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I don't think you sound like you need help at all.
What's the matter, Kate?
I think John is cheating on me.
Why?
He claims to suddenly have ED, but he used to be an animal.
Oh, maybe he has low testosterone, a normal part of aging. Ken had that problem, and at Balanced Medical Solutions, they ran labs and evaluated him for only $99, and he found a solution that revived him completely.
Guys, why suffer? Regain your vigor today. Call now, 510-679-3300, or visit BalancedMedicalSolutions.com.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in, with cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How's your home handling hot and chilly weather these days? For a comfortable home, you should consider proper weatherproofing. If you're working with a professional to upgrade or build a new home, be sure to talk with them about Golden State Lumber and Building Materials. They partner with respected brands such as Owens Corning, who can help you lower your energy costs. See their many brands and locations at goldenstatelumber.com. For 70 years, Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel.
chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
The 24-month debit credit is eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
You just never know what's going to happen at 1:45 when the midday and afternoon show come together.
Holy crap, what the hell is that? Something's coming.
The blinds have officially failed.
Oh my gosh, we got action.
Even when it becomes a little testy, it always ends on a good note.
I brought cookies. Do you want one?
No.
You sound like you need
from
one.
You.
Steiny and Carew, Willard and Dibs, all together at 1:45 each and every day, only on 95.7 The Game. Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
You ain't no fan. Oh. Dak is not the problem. They've given up 71
game in 2022 right through the game away right here in San Francisco. The defense played its ass off. How dare you, man? Quit fronting. Did you watch that playoff game? Dak threw it to the Niners. Quit calling me with that mess. He single-handedly cost him the game. What are you talking about? I watched it. Shut up!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
See, I don't come to work for that. I'm embarrassed, man.
Don't be. Well, I can't
Scott
tell you.
Scott Osler gave me the win, called Evan back and told him he had a column.
He texted me and said my column was called Deep Thoughts, Cheap Shots, Bone Mots.
I'm all right. I am, Evan. I'm going to just let Evan take over. Come on, man. He called back and gave me the win.
510 says, while you're at it, Goo, give up your Lakers jersey, too.
Phil Hanty's gone, man.
Hey.
What?
This is BS. I had nothing to do with that. Zero. Nada.
Right, but who's...
Get on the screener. Get on the screener.
Oh, man.
Because the screener got schnookered.
Oh, man. I'm all right.
Here, let me try to get more under your skin.
You can't.
Steiny and Guru. I'm sorry. Guru. You guys are not going to talk about the defense and the secondary guy's performance? Without plays from Lenore and the rookie safety, the Niners don't win that game.
I just mentioned Lenore and how great he was last night. Tell me I didn't.
You did.
All right.
You did. Hey, I'm Team Goo.
The defense played their butts off. I mean, yeah. Seattle start doing some things, you know.
Oh, no.
What we got now?
Somebody get some tea in here.
Oh, my.
Little Earl Grey.
Boys will be back.
Oh, George Kittle. You know, that was a special play they put in. Take a listen.
Brock's good at football, and you know it's a play that we installed probably 3 years ago. We've been running for a long time. We've called it maybe a couple times in a game. You know, it's a third down play for us, and for us to call in the red zone, we run it all the time in practice. It always ends up like that. They're in a really funky coverage against it though, but Brock put it in the perfect spot possible. And I don't know if you guys come to our practices, but Coach Fleury, my tight ends coach, makes me do toe taps on the sideline twice a week, so helped out a little bit.
Yeah.
He is good at football.
I love
we
Kittle.
Agree. I mean, now that's my guy. Now you love him.
I like his personality. I don't think he should be targeted 29 times a game.
Man, I'm not saying that, but he's
right.
He's giving himself up for the greater good of the team to block and do all that. I'm just telling you, Steiny, he's sexy with his hands, man. The dude is better, and now all of a sudden, he's a touchdown machine.
Boy, amazing what a day can do. So it sounds like all the problems are solved.
The catch against the Patriots, that was special. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a good catch.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can boil everybody's entire year down to a couple plays, I think you'll find most guys have great years. Hey, catch the ball. And you know what? Let me give you a little piece of football knowledge.
Yep.
Tight ends need to block. Their job is not just catching the ball. That's only half of it.
Right.
It's not sacrificing. It's doing your job. It's not a sacrifice. Now burn your jersey.
Yeah, I only ask for more when the offense as a whole is not getting it done. It's like, use 85. Throw to them more.
They'd like to spread it out.
Yeah.
They really like to be versatile.
30 million.
Say it.
No,
say it. They paid him too much.
I'm still Team IU.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was he a coach's decision last night?
That's a one.
Ayuk?
That's a one.
Oh.
Team win.
Oh, this is cute.
3 touchdowns in my birthday week. Thank you, Brock. You know, it's fun, too, you know, when you have the exact same look on technically 2 different plays, but they look the same on 2 red zone touchdowns from one of the Cardinals last week and then this one. This is my second one tonight. They're basically the exact same look, different routes, but ended up looking the same. I don't know if I'm going to get that look again, but I hopefully people keep covering me like that. That's really fun.
Wow.
Then
goes and gives it to his wife. Nothing better.
I think you got the wrong guy.
No, it was Juszczyk who was sitting next to Kittle's wife. Kittle went and gave her the ball, too. Hello, they both scored, Steiny.
I thought Juszczyk gave the ball to his wife.
And Kittle gave it to his wife.
You know what? That's when I was driving home from the veranda, I guess. So Guru's right on that one? Son of a bitch. My bad. Sorry about that.
And you were wrong on that. I was right on the Scott Osler. Things I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11.
That's too long for a title of a column. You can't fit that in a headline.
But he did.
Macklin Celebrini.
It was a loss.
Who cares? It's bigger than the loss. It's bigger than that.
He did score.
And he had an assist. Little behind the back. You see his assist? He wasn't even looking. He had his back turned to the play.
They blew that game.
Well, they're going to be fine. We got ourselves a new superstar in the Bay. He's already leapfrogged Purdy. See what I'm saying? We have 2 of those from George Kittle. Where are we right now in the season, though?
I thought it wasn't a must-win. I think, you know, Coach Shanahan's been here for 8 years. We've had a lot of guys who've been here 4 years plus. We've been in a lot of big games, won a lot of big games. We've lost some big games, and so it's just we are experienced in the moment. We tried our best to not let it get too big for us. When you have new guys in the huddle, whether it's new guys to the team from, you know, Saubert to Isaac, you know, Chris Conley's playing a lot this year. Just like when you have new guys out there, and like when they feel the confidence from all the guys who've been through there before, they feel like they fit right into it, and they have that confidence as well. So it's just teams been in those situations, and we've done pretty good with those, especially, you know, here on the road in Seattle with an amazing fan base who just despises us, which I absolutely love. It's actually fun. The guy in the corner with all the crazy signs, I gave him my hat after the game. I don't think he liked it, but that was pretty – I enjoyed that one. But, you know, it's just – I think we have a lot of experience to go through these types of games.
George Kittle said it wasn't a must-win. They sure played hard.
Well, he's correct from the vantage point of the math, but let's be honest, Donnie, they didn't want to go through that mental torture of having 11 days off – you know, with 2 losses in a row, and they handled their business. But as far as Stani, everything, you love wrestling, I don't. But that's what he is. He is their heart and soul, or part of it, Kittle. And it's been that way since he's been here. Like, how can you not like Kittle?
I like him.
Yeah. On and off the field is where I'm going.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives? So George Kittle scored a touchdown, ran over to his wife, and gave her the ball. And then Juszczyk scored the last touchdown, and he gave the ball to his wife. So 2 wives got the ball.
Sitting next to each other.
At different junctures of the game.
Yes.
Okay.
Boy.
Kittle forgot that they were on that side of the field, and after he scored his second touchdown, Juszczyk grabbed him. And as he was celebrating with his team, the 2 of them ran up. And
thanks, Luke.
You're welcome.
I'm done with Juszczyk.
Let's
go on.
Why?
You know why. He's been unprofessional with the media.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to get into it, but I expected more from Kyle Juszczyk, a Harvard man.
So you wait till he scores, does that lovely thing for his wife, and now you come down on him? Come on.
Yes. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. 888-957-9570. Coming up in 10 minutes, crossover time with Dibs and Willard. They'll come in and tell us what we missed today.
And what's bugging you at 2?
Oh, no.
I got some.
What if I told you that last night I'm laying in bed, and I actually was like, oh, that's right, it's what's bugging you tomorrow.
Dude, there's no...
I swear to God.
You need a life.
And I you am not kidding. Life. I have not come up with one.
Grab a remote control, something. You're in bed, change the channel or turn the TV on.
We don't watch television in bed.
But you're thinking about what's bugging
yes,
you.
That's right, Goo.
I think about
it's called
show.
Being professional.
Please.
And I don't have one right now. Maybe I'll make it about Al Michaels.
Oh boy, we don't got that long.
We'll get out of here in a hurry today. So Kittle saying wasn't a must win. Was it, Debo?
It was definitely a must win, but must wins a little different. Must wins are like if you lose, you're done. So at the end of the day, we treat it as a must win for sure to get back on track. And you know, we got this mini bye and then get back to work on Monday, Tuesday, whichever day Cal wanna have a bonus practice.
Debo,
hold on a minute.
With the country.
It was definitely a must win, but kinda look at must wins a little different. Must wins are like if you lose, you're done. So at the end of the day, we treat it as a must win for sure to get back on track. And you know, we got this mini bye and then get back to work on Monday, Tuesday, whichever day Cal wanna have a bonus practice.
Word is we treat it, and that's what he said, but he was right.
Was it or wasn't it? I don't know.
They treated it like it was. He's letting you know a must win it only constitutes if you lose, you go home. And I get that, but he went there.
Okay, yeah. So they knew it wasn't a must win, but they tricked themselves into thinking it was.
Well, it wasn't from a math standpoint, but you got the Chiefs looming. You're 2-3, people mad, fans.
Are the Chiefs going to be favored in that game?
No, I think Evan told us, or was it Willard, the Niners were favored every game from here on out.
Well, I have a question about that.
I don't know where. I think it was Willard.
But it doesn't matter. Like, if Purdy – I mean, if the Niners lose 4 in a row and they suffer a ton of injuries, they're not going to be favored
anymore.
The
lines do change.
Right.
We're talking about right now.
Right now. Okay, what's the line of the Chiefs game right now? Do we know?
I don't.
49ers are going to be favored in that game?
They're favored in every game left.
Really? They're favored at Buffalo?
Stanny, stop. Have you seen them play the last 8 quarters? I'm just saying. It's been nasty work. I know it's on the road, but come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys, a lot of fans, football fans, living in the past. You watch Buffalo, there's some signs of it. It's not just Josh Allen. This thing might be over. Just look around, man. You look around.
You live in the past more than anybody I've ever met.
I hoop today, but boy.
That has nothing to do with living in the past.
Yeah, if you would have saw me play.
But you constantly bring up the lost Super Bowls. You can't get over it.
Yeah, because that's part of
this journey. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a different year.
That's part of this journey.
It's a different, no, it's a new journey.
But it's part of it.
It's a new journey.
Should have had 2.
2024.
Should have had 2.
Okay, and the Niners should be 5-1. They should. They lost 2 flukes.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, you are.
The 5-1?
Yeah. Nah. They should be 5-1. They had 2 games won. They let them slip away. It happens in football. It happens. And you got all wound up about it, and I said, relax.
I wish we had water balloons in the studio. I could just.
I wish I had some.
And you still
halls.
Guru. Well, you set me up. The street saying you set me up.
Does this mean?
Sonny, why did you go to him?
I'm looking at a stat right now from Josh Dubow.
Okay.
Dubow of the AP. Jordan Mason now has 610 rushing yards this season, the most ever by a 49er running back through 6 games. But he didn't get the ball enough.
No, that's hella impressive. Just think about, Roger Craig, Frank Gore.
See, I want to say that
Wendell
can't
Tyler.
Be right. So McCaffrey had 7 touchdowns.
Well,
I guess.
JP.
A
sprained AC joint.
He's fine.
Rotator cuff?
Yeah. So I don't know. No, I don't know.
Hey, I'll tell you who does know. Dibs. Is that a problem with everybody part?
It's where the collarbone meets the shoulder blade.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
So that ain't the rotator cuff.
Yeah. Guru must have had a grand old time at the veranda yesterday. He's on air sounding like OG Priest. You must have just joined us.
Yeah.
Now, Goo's voice.
Goo,
I had to defend myself, and you guys put him on out there. Man.
This is more Kyle Shanahan. How about the play of Chris Conley?
It was awesome by him. He said you could tell by how the guy's hand moved that the ball hit him, and then that's all he saw. But it was, he couldn't 100% see the ball, but he said you could tell how the hand moved. And with it being Thursday Night Football, I thought for sure they'd have a bunch of camera angles. So once he believed that it happened, we threw it, thinking we'd get some better angles. And then they just told me that he didn't. And then about 2 minutes later, I heard all the guys in the box freaking out, saying they saw another angle, and it was a fumble.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And just another day on the gridiron, huh? That was just, hey, yes. You missed it. Keep moving.
Yes. Yes. It was another day on the gridiron. That's exactly. Thank
that's
you.
That's going to forget the Niners and Seahawks just for a moment. What if that is our grandest game, the Super Bowl?
It wasn't.
Somebody's job on the line.
It's week 6. It's week 6. And if it were the Super Bowl, they would have been they would have had access to that camera angle.
Well... That's starting to buy. Like, why didn't they have it? Prime had it.
Well, they got to fix a flaw.
Yeah.
There was a hole in their coverage.
I tell you what, and I know you're like, Guru, come on.
Oh, here we go.
The Niners lose that game.
They didn't.
People are calling with that play. But you know what I mean.
But they didn't.
That thing would be trending right now.
They won handily.
Okay.
They won handily.
That they did by 12.
They
was closer.
The spread was 3. They beat the spread by 4 times that amount.
Gamblers are happy.
The gamblers that had the Niners and the over. By the way, somebody on the text line yesterday was saying, this is going to be a shootout. The over-under was 49. He's like, we're going to get about 60. Swear to God, I don't remember who it was.
Come get your flowers.
But somebody on the text line, on the Comcast business text line, mentioned that. And so... That's the way that one went. By the way, there's one other thing. Oh, I forget if I mentioned this on the air. Now's the time to bring it up. Tell me, did I mention to you that I think I said it yesterday? Never mind.
Well, no, you have to for us to find out now.
Did I tell you about the headline that I saw in The Athletic yesterday that made me want to vomit? Did I say that on the show or after the show at the veranda?
No, you said it on the show.
Okay.
But say it again for the people that missed. Like asking them to talk about the defensive backs. We did.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
The title in The Athletic, which I know what bothered you.
Yeah, I'm looking through the Athletic. Well, we missed 2 great ones yesterday. No, I'm looking at The Athletic. I'm looking for some good 49er news. I'm looking for some Warrior Nuggets. What's going on with what's going on with the Warriors? How's Wiggins? Is Steph feeling good?
Yeah.
Going in. Hey, what's going on with these injuries with the Niners? Big game against Seattle. But there's a great story on the best home runs for the Giants in 2024.
And I said I couldn't remember one. Right. Yeah.
And the other thing we missed from yesterday, and it was a good one, and I'm sick of you guys ripping when I say this. Barrows had a great mailbag yesterday.
Nobody doubts that. He's great.
It's the thing I like about mailbags, you can use legitimate questions from real fans and answer the question. It doesn't have to be, what's the story I'm going to write today?
Well, no, that's what's the beauty of the mailbag.
I think so.
It's been around forever, Stani.
Well, that it really hasn't.
The mailbag?
Yeah, no, it's a little more recent than that. I'd say it's probably 10 to 20 years old. Oh.
I wonder why.
Evan, you guys out there, you think you know Evan.
Wow.
But you don't know Evan. He's got, I'll tell you what, Evan.
Why'd that make me, I like that. You think
Evan,
you know him. What are you saying?
You know, he's got an edge to him.
He's an athlete.
He's got an edge to him that sometimes doesn't get seen right away.
Well, I'm not on camera.
Oh, boy. You bring it out of him, though. Me sometimes.
Yeah. Pooney.
He was
the Pooney Tsunami.
Man, he stole that.
I did. I heard...
give it back.
Yeah, because that was pretty
actually
good.
Was it Pooney Tsunami?
Return to
it was
sender.
By, it was by.
That's a
oh gosh, who's You like him. Oh, Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan, I think, coined that.
He's playing his ass off.
He's growing on me.
Yeah.
I like him. He loves the game, I'll tell you that. He loves the game.
So do the fans.
Hurry up and say something here.
I said, so do the fans.
No. Don't repeat yourself.
95-7 the game. Okay. That was the one. I was trying hard.
Let's talk about the defensive secondary and the two rookies, Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa.
That was huge. I mean, I just saw it looked like they sailed it a little bit over DK or maybe underthrew it, and he cut in front of him. It was a hell of a play by him. Hell of a job by Malik, too, getting in the pick. Thought a rookie stepped up big time today. But Renardo was huge coming in for Mooney. You know, Mooney was a game-time decision. Tried to get him going. He tried to go, but the workout didn't go well before the game, and Renardo and the whole defense stepped it up.
My bad, Malik. Malik Mustafa.
Seattle.
Can we put the real rat on the table from the 925? In regard to the punt play last night, it was totally defensive interference. The Niner player ran into the receiver after he waved fair catch.
No,
he was not shoved into
him.
The
Seattle dude shoved him into the guy. It was a fumble, Steiny. It was a fumble to me. I was offended that New York couldn't. Oh, we don't got the tech. The Wi-Fi is slow.
Now, what does offended mean?
I look bigger than the Niners in Seattle. What if this were the bowl or NFC championship game or just a game to win a division?
Uh-huh.
And
they would have missed it.
Kyle wasted a challenge. He lost a challenge on that. When the guys in the booth, even your boy Al, was like, oh, this is getting turned over.
Al got one right?
Wow.
What?
That's too funny.
Nah, I'm just kidding. What happened with the kicker at the end of the game there? That was Matthew Wright. He
had all the right stuff.
He hurt his shoulder. Kyle Shanahan said he's getting an MRI, and his status for the Chiefs game is a we'll see. Is a we'll see. But he made three field goals, made all his extra points.
Yes, he did.
And the San Francisco 49ers go to 3-3.
Yep.
First place. First place in the division. You good?
Yeah, and they're fourth in the seeding because right now they're first place, like you said, fourth in the standings, NFC. What you got now?
I feel like we haven't gotten to the bottom of this. From the 650, Kittle's wife didn't get a ball.
Lucas just told you.
Okay, now he matters?
No, my God.
Kittle's wife didn't get a ball.
I'm not participating. I know they want us to, like, Lauren Hardy. They want us. I'm not going to do it.
Hey, guys. This is from the 925. Hey, guys. Nice to meet you yesterday. I missed the shout-outs earlier, but my son Leo was so stoked to meet you guys.
Leo!
Yes, sir.
And I can picture Leo right now, Steiny. I can picture him.
Me too.
Yep.
That was a fun night.
It was a fun night
at the veranda. We're going to do it again, hopefully.
Started out hot, but the weather, it was good. We were in the shade.
Yeah. Very kid-friendly.
Yep.
Everything.
Very kid-friendly. The veranda in Concord, we had a great time out there. Thanks to everybody who showed up, absolutely.
Joe Cunningham also showed up.
He was late. Did you find out where I'm sitting? He was late.
Check my seats.
I'll check them during the break.
All right.
Guru could, you know what? Guru's going to the Warriors game tonight. It's only an exhibition, but he's still going.
God.
He gave me the seat number, A1. Evan, he might be in the first row. He might be.
Yeah,
I'm going
baby.
On to Chase Center.
3 points.
I'm going on to the Chase Center graphic right now.
Why would you down him?
That's what he does.
Because I know who he got the tickets from, and the tickets.
He got them from a big boy.
He did, but even the big boy's tickets that I saw him sitting in last year were about five rows up. But maybe we upgraded at Odyssey. I'm more interested in
Kittle.
Is there anybody you don't ask for tickets from?
I didn't ask. My phone went off.
Why? No chance.
Yeah, something about a couple clients.
Wait, you're going with clients?
Yeah. Wow.
You better. Hey. You better be coherent.
Yeah.
You got to do some selling tonight. It's not about the fun and games.
That's why you guys set me up to lose my voice, didn't hurt.
It's not fun and games tonight. So, Anyway, yeah. We got the crossover coming up next, and then we've got What's Bugging You at 2 o'clock, Willard and Dibs. I always like to preview that. Like, what do you think there?
Eight people ask you why you're afraid of Willard. And I go, it's just an act, because I was too embarrassed.
What? How do you think they're going to come into the crossover?
That's
it. What do you think will be on? What do you think they're hot on?
The Niners.
I got Willard saying, you know, I was listening to some of your show, and you guys were talking about this. I thought you missed a little bit of a point, and it could have gone
numbers,
this
numbers, numbers, numbers. That was the greatest.
That's true. All right. We got the crossover coming up next on 95.7 The Game. And what's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And that segment was also brought to you by Safeway. Can we get to the bottom of the wives